This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irarangi te motu, MPR. Love who you are, you got to love who you are. Love who you are, love, 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 love. Love who you are, you got to love who you are. Love who you are, love, 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 love. Love who you are, you got to love who you are. Love who you are. Good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome to a fabulous Wednesday night. That's right, I'm
apparently Andy.
And I'm Matt. We've been going through all that filth from Andy.
That was all set off here.
I'm getting it out of my system before Saturday night. Folks, before I have to go and MC a family event.
We've seen this before, folks. It doesn't work.
Purchase those tickets, people. Tickets will be available on the night as well, on the door.
What's this for? The 6 to 60
six, thing? 6 to 60. It's a charity concert fundraising for Youthline.
Ooh, cool
and
people.
And there's like 300 and something seats. There's going to be raffles. There's we've got some products from Shaddix & Co.
Oh, nice.
So we've got some lovely rainbow soaps that he's done up for that. And
he's doing smaller ones now, doesn't he?
He's done some smaller ones for me. And there's a ton of other prizes that they're doing as well. I've bought a book of raffle tickets myself.
Yeah. See, I've only ever heard you lot sing like in the square,
at Christmas.
Yeah.
So we go and do lots of other events as well.
And what are they? Well, it is the 6 to 6.
It's a group. It's a choir. There's about 40 of us, and it's oldies through to youngies. So 6 to 60.
Exactly.
And I think there's a few past,
sort of stuff do you do?
Past 60 as well. We've done Lady Gaga. We've done some Beatles. We've got ABBA. Just tons and tons of stuff. And it's always
everything
fun.
From the amorous to the adventurous.
Yes, and it's always fun. And we always manage to find the dirty lyrics, especially in the back row.
You're in the back row.
I'm the back row. One of the back row
people. The back row.
We have a whole hashtag back row situation.
All right, very cool.
So come along 6:30 Saturday night.
And how much is the ticket?
Adults are $20, kids are $10.
And where do we get tickets from?
You can just Google Facebook 6 to 60. Otherwise, you can just show up on the night at the Spears Centre 6:30 onwards.
And there should be tickets.
Should be some tickets available.
Where's the Spears Centre?
Over by Boys High. Yes, they're getting me to perform in a boys'
they're
college.
They're allowing you on a boys' high school campus.
The jokes just.
Yeah, they're risky.
So I'm getting it all out of my system before Saturday night.
And will it be you or will it be Ruby?
So it'll be Ruby. And so it's Ruby and my lovely friend Georgia are hosting. Georgia is a hoot. You will love Georgia.
Okay.
She's just hilarious. She's
this fantastic. Sounds like a fun night out.
It's going to be great. And there's singing, dancing, all lots of antics. So on tonight's show, we've got Dutch King. I've almost said Dutch Oven. Dutch King calls for LGBT rights at UN General Assembly. And a Russian man is suing Apple after claiming his iPhone turned him gay.
Okay.
Perhaps the Tinder on it did.
All right. And so there is a Kenyan activist who is finally free and has got himself into Canada.
Wow.
There's also a petition for Masiuni to cancel the Feminism 2020, and it's gathering steam.
I had heard about that.
I had
too. It'll be interesting to hear a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cameron, what have you got over there?
I have New Zealand ready for a gay All Black.
Yes.
Is New Zealand ready for a gay All Black?
Sorry, I thought that was going down a whole nother route. Pardon my pun.
Yeah, and there has been some flow on from that too.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll talk about that when we come to it because it's really quite interesting. This guy's mum's got involved
wow.
Bit of a smack.
Do you think we're ready for a gay All Black?
I'm surprised we haven't had one.
I think we probably have, but they've probably been a little bit closeted.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's certainly been a couple that I know some homosexuals have hoped were.
We all live in hope. But, I think if you look at them now with their uniform and that stretch shirt thing, I'm still
they're all
hung
looking
up on
a bit metrosexual.
Yeah, and they're kind of, they're men of the 21st century,
yeah,
and they're kind of dealing with it.
Yeah.
Good on them.
What's one of your sexy rugby players? Name a sexy rugby who you thought was sexy. Because mine, a lot of people go, oh, really? But
well, yeah, Daniel.
Dean Carter?
Yeah.
Yeah. Over there? You can say it.
There are heaps.
You know, you're Peace. Just going to get him drooling.
I'll take the whole team.
All at once.
There is an exception. I don't like Sonny Bill Williams.
Oh, really?
Okay, so I could take Sonny Bill off your back if that's the right team. But I don't know if
People
he was
don't like where this is
in All Black. But Tana Umanga, was he in All Black?
Yes.
So Tana Umanga is probably
he
on my list.
With the mini dreads.
He's got a cheeky little grin.
He's very cool there.
Yeah,
it's
funny. It was in the media for whacking someone with their handbag in the pub.
Oh, there we go. Says it all. Shall go to
a song.
And when we come back from a song, we might talk about apples being gay.
Yes. So this song is by Elton John.
Don't wish it away. Don't look at it like it's forever. Between you and me, I could honestly say that things can only get better. And while I'm away, dust out the demons inside. Before you and me run to the place in our hearts where we hide. And I guess that's why they call it the blues. Time on my hands could be time spent with you. Laughing like children, living like lovers. Just stare into space, picture my face in your hands. Live for each second without hesitation, and never forget I'm your man. Wait on me, girl. Like jail.
That was Elton John. I guess that's why they call it the blues.
I think when he wrote that, he meant, I guess that's why I buy lots of shoes. I think that's the wording he was going for. I'm joking. A Russian man is suing Apple after claiming his iPhone turned him gay. A Russian man is seeking over $15,000 in damages from Apple after claiming that the popular mobile device manipulatively turned him gay. According to the Moscow Times and Russian radio station Govort Moskova, the plaintiff, identified as D. Rosmolov, said he received received 69 gay coins from an anonymous sender. This summer on a cryptocurrency app he downloaded to his iPhone back in 2017. Don't judge without trying. Read an English language message that accompanied the cryptocurrency transfer. And that it seems was enough to encourage him to become mired in the same-sex relationships. His complaint was published by Govort Moskova on Wednesday, which accused Apple of manipulatively. I want to just put that out there. Manipulatively pushing him toward homosexuality with the help of their device. We've all had moments like that. I thought, indeed, how can I judge something without trying it, and decided to try same sex relationships. I can say after the passage of two months that I'm mired in intimacy with a member of my own sex and I can't get out. I was going with South African, sorry. I have a steady boyfriend and I don't know how to explain it to my parents.
Feel sorry for the boyfriend stuck with a schmuck like this.
After receiving the aforementioned message, my life has changed for the worse and I will never be normal again. Rosmolov is now seeking 1 million ruble, which is around 15,300 in compensation from Apple due to the moral suffering and harm to mental health he allegedly experienced. Moscow's Presidentsky Court, District Court, have registered the lawsuit with a hearing scheduled for 17th of December. I, for one, am waiting with bated breath to see how this little ditty turns out.
I'm sorry.
Just out of all that, how is that Apple's fault?
Yeah. Are you just looking up this gay coin? 69 gay coins. Yeah. Can you look that up? Can you Google that for me? And while you're Googling that, Matt, what turned you gay? Name a couple of things that turned you gay.
Mate. Well, a whole bunch of things. There were things like Gene Kelly.
Yeah. Well, I can understand that.
Yeah. I thought he was so handsome.
Not only is he beautiful, but he's talented.
Yep. And I love tap dancers. And
there's a dirty joke in there somewhere.
And I think wrestling.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Wrestling club.
Yeah.
And yeah, but the very fact that I was born gay is what kept me going.
Wow,
back
there we go.
It.
I mean, that could do it.
Yeah.
Cameron, so what was I Googling again?
69 gay coins.
Yeah.
For me,
you know, those were the little bouquets on the way.
My mother blames soy milk because I was given because there's more estrogen in it than I would also like to blame the fact that I was given a My Little Pony when I was little, and my first lunchbox and drink bottle. No, and my first school bag actually was fluoro pink. Yeah. And the fact that I think I was born gay, or there was something in the water, because it was Levin. Yeah. So.
Well, it's true. But the fluoro pink, I mean, that's just good taste. Could you could work it.
Could be.
Know, it's stuff like that.
Where is that school bag now?
Where has it been?
Cameron.
The journeys it's gone on.
Oh, but I think it was made of a fabric that was easy wipe, too.
Oh. Oh, no.
Cameron, what? Well, I was sent to a Catholic school. Cameron, what turned you gay?
Boys.
Well, there we go. That'll do it.
Yep.
I can say that iPhone wasn't really around when I got my first phone, if it was, we probably would have only been on about like iPhone 2.
And if it was something to blame, wouldn't you just call it gay phone and not Apple iPhone?
Yeah. So I had an eye specialist, so I grew up with significant vision problems. I didn't have visions, I just didn't see that great. And my eye specialist here in Palmy, when I had here, said to me, do you think you're gay because of your eyesight?
Oh.
And I thought, are you trying to say that I didn't think I could score anything else but other guys? Or are you saying that I was so blind I didn't know what they were until they were an inch away from me and by then it was too late? And I think that's, yeah.
Crazy.
I mean, that has to be the most stupid suggestion any health professional has ever put to
me. I think back in the day they were just grasping at straws a little. Yeah. I mean, there was a South African, they were talking about the conversion therapy thing, and there was a South African doctor who said that it was all down to how they gave this guy a picture of a brain and got him to colour in certain parts of the brain and then took that and compared it to something else and said, well, the reason you're gay is because the doctor doing the test was colourblind. Did you find your gay coins, your 61 gay coins?
No, there
was coins?
Nothing on there, but I'm just going to let you know that one of the first cell phones I had was the old Nokia 2280.
Nokia!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blue one.
Yeah.
That was a brick and almost indestructible.
Yeah.
Some of us could only pick up guys once we'd pinned them.
I remember the first cell phone I got was $99 one from Warehouse, and it was indeed a brick.
Yes.
It was ridiculous.
Let's have some music.
Let's have a song. We're going to get to the bottom, and I mean the bottom, of the 69 gay coins.
Yes, so this is Straight White Patterns by Lavender Country.
That'll turn you gay.
Wish that I could love you more than the times we stopped to score, the wastelands we've been through before, just because we know them. But our gay glimpses disappear, sabotaged by the guilt and fear, and the demons whisper in our ear that we can't show them. We're mannequins all staunch and clean while we scheme our hollow dreams, and we don't believe men ought to cry for men because we're trapped in straight white patterns and they're coming down again. So pay the price for straight white patterns and don't think of what might have been. We need these fears to vanish, but it seems like we've been banished to the roles that mold those mannish modes of distance. We never seem to comprehend love is not some dividend, a plot to get more than we spend, till our resistance gets ground down to the bone. Our hearts are out on loan to strangers locked in stilted pantomime, but we buy them straight white patterns, spend our lives at the five and dime, where the price for straight white patterns is surrender to our gender one more time. Fighting dragons on our own. while we hang our heads in woebegone misgiving, waiting for men and friends to return. A smile while stoic ulcers churn, guts to grit, when will we learn that gay is for the living? We just lay low and hide our pain, and do like we was trained. Our desperation's easy to explain. We're trapped in straight white patterns, and they're coming down again. So pay the price for straight white patterns, and don't think of what might have been.
That's right. Snaccident is a word I've just learned today. Snaccident.
Snaccident.
So what is a snaccident?
A snaccident. I'll just hand back to us because...
Oh, we could do that like in Rocky Horror, you know, a snaccident. A snaccident.
A snaccident is eating an entire bag of chips by mistake.
never a mistake. That's...
I'm just going to talk about this seriously because Cameron's posted something and I think it's quite well worded, actually. If you are having issues with your diet and your eating plan and all that sort of thing, there are ways to, there's tricks that you can do, you know, you can, people say eat a carrot or whatever, you know, have a glass of water if you're hungry, go for a walk. And Cameron has posted, vegetables are a must on a diet. I suggest carrot cake, zucchini bread and pumpkin pie.
I love it.
And my personal favourite, if you put beetroot in a muffin, there we go.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Don't eat too much though because it makes you poop red. What have you got there, love?
Okay. So, some local stuff. Well, localish. A petition calling on Massey University to cancel Feminism 2020 has attracted nearly 5,000 signatures. Hosted by online campaign platform Our Action Station, the petition started on last Wednesday. Had 4,769 signatures. Yeah. By 4 p.m. this Friday just gone. It had been organised by Massey Wellington Students Association, MORSA. Oh, that's cute. In response to the university's plan to host Feminism 2020 on campus in November. The booking has drawn controversy due to anti-transgender rhetoric from the event's speakers, such as Canadian blogger Megan Murphy, who has been banned from Twitter for violating its hateful conduct policy. Well, that's never a good sign. The event has been organised by Speak Up for Women, SUFWA, which has campaigned against gender self-identification on birth certificates and the inclusion of transgender women in women's sports. And I guess that kind of makes them, it puts them on a line with that, you know, like TERF. You know, those, trans excluding, yeah. Excluding radical feminists. Petition organiser Charlie Meyer said the university shouldn't be facilitating this kind of discussion. He and UniQ co-president Jaden Brooks had formed a group of on-campus supporters who opposed the event's presence on campus. Feminism 2020 could have the event, they could have the event anywhere, but it wasn't appropriate for them to hold it at a university which was supposed to support transgender students. SUFW's themes were bridging into hate speech and were so damaging, Myers said. He disputed the group was feminist and simply meeting to discuss women's issues. If your feminism isn't intersectional, it isn't feminism. I have to agree with that. Yeah, that makes sense. Gender minorities Aotearoa National Coordinator Ahiwi Hongi, said the only activism they had seen SUFW do was centred around transgender women, and all of that takes the view that trans women are not women, and that's transphobic. Correct. Wihongi said, I think I've met that person, perhaps through some of the Wellington youth support groups, said GMA emailed a number of people in senior management at Massey, including Vice Chancellor Jan Thomas, about 6 or 7 days ago with their concerns. No one had replied. On Tuesday, the 1st of October, spokesperson for diversity and inclusion accreditation business Rainbow Tick, Martin King, said if Massey did not cancel the event, it was likely it would trigger a review of its accreditation. On February the 27th of September, Massey University said they didn't support Speak Up for Women's message and would be donating any proceeds to a sexual or gender diverse group, and signs, flags and posters would be placed around the campus ahead of the event. Approached that way, a Massey University spokesperson said the university will not be making any further comment at this time. I get their point that, you know, this group, SUFW, could have this event anywhere. But the, you know, and the fact that Massey's agreed to have that discussion on campus really does put, it must put their Rainbow Tick status under question.
Yeah.
It's just not cool. And let's face it, this is a transphobic group, and academic.
Do you think they've looked into the background of this group?
Not nearly enough. Yeah. Not nearly clearly enough. And I think they're doing, it's like they're doing some backtreading now.
Yeah.
And
wasn't it almost the same with the Don Brash thing, though?
Yeah.
Like, let's get Don Brash into talk.
Wasn't it? Yeah, Auckland.
No, that was Palmy as well, wasn't
was
it?
Was that Palmy?
I'm sure that was Palmy.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, you know, it's. Yeah, look into these people. Look at what they're about. I mean, this person has been banned on Twitter for hate speech.
To be honest, if they've been banned on a social, like, and I mean banned on a social media thing, I don't just mean blocked by a few people.
Yeah.
I mean banned by a general consensus.
That should raise the flags.
Yeah.
And yep. Just say there's something not right about this, and so I mean, yep. If you see the petition online. And this is, and you're agreeing to stop these people, by all means, sign it. Get involved. Get active if you're a Massey University student. Get active there. If you're a Massey University staff member, yep. Get active.
I know that they've Speak had a out. New student exec as well that have just been voted in.
Yeah.
And I know a couple of them, and I think yeah. that they should be standing up for that.
Absolutely. I mean, transphobia is completely unacceptable. And, I mean, this is almost 2020 for crying out loud. And these people are still, you know, kvetching.
I think these people are always going to be kvetching, yeah. To steal your word.
That's a good word.
But I think there's always, prime example, she who shall not be named, you know who you are if you're listening, woman kicked up a fuss about a rainbow market at Square Edge.
Yeah.
The people who had a moan on the Facebook page about the Rainbow Crossing. There's always going to be these people out there who are actively trying to...
And I think, let them have their hate meetings or their meetings wherever, just not anywhere that is a trans-safe place.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we need to be supporting our trans whānau members, but, yeah, I think it's like... Let them have the debates, and let's go along to those discussions and just show them how out of date they really are. But let's make sure that they don't get the opportunity to have them in places that are trans safe places that have already been identified as safe. And let's not taint that and tarnish, you know, the experiences of trans people who are dealing with their lives and engaging education. Yeah. I mean, yeah, we've heard about these TERF people globally. They are,
vile.
Who told them they had the right to define?
I don't think people think.
Yeah.
I think they just do sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard lots of people speak as feminists, but, you know, and always with passion and courage and conviction.
It's all fine and good.
I don't hear these people in that category at all.
It's all fine and good to speak your mind, but think before you speak.
Yeah.
Consider others' thoughts and feelings.
Yeah.
Cameron, you're very quiet over in there in the corner.
He's just watching us go for it.
I think Matt needs a song because he's seething. Seething!
We're going to go to a Kylie Minogue.
Oh, Kylie Minogue
is going to save my day.
Kylie Minogue and her chocolate starfish.
Kylie makes me gay again.
Listening to live and on-demand shows has never been easier on NPR. All you have to do is go to the App Store or Play Store on your device and search up Access Internet Radio NZ. Select and download the first option at the top of the list. Once you've downloaded the app, the next step is to open the app and look for NPR. Once found, select it and then browse freely. Supported by New Zealand On Air.
support this program and others like it by giving a donation to NPR. More details at npr.nz.
And we're back from that was the wonderful Kylie Minogue.
Oh, chocolate starfish girl.
Yep.
Sorry.
That was awesome. All right. What have you got, Cam?
I have got, is New Zealand ready for a gay All Blacks?
Oh, we all say yes.
I think TJ Penanara, I think I've said his name right.
Penanara, yeah.
Is hopeful that New Zealand rugby public is ready for a gay All Black.
Just
as
Googling.
He opened up about his support for the rainbow community in an interview with LGBTQIA+ publication Express magazine, the Hurricanes halfback discussed how he and All Blacks embrace diversity. While there has yet to be an openly gay person represent the national side, Perenara said he welcomes anyone to aspire to be part of the All Blacks and believes the team shares his inclusive attitude. Our job is to make sure that people from all communities feel comfortable enough to aspire to want to be an All Black. So I would hope that if anybody from the LGBTQIA+ community...
I'm just going to put it out here. Like, I don't mean to be a typical gay, but I've just Googled him, and he is more than welcome.
Oh, no.
More than welcome to join in our events or
and
our...
we're moving along, folks.
He could come to a picnic.
Keep reading,
mind.
Cameron. Keep reading. He's going to have him in a basket in a minute.
Well, he's 27, so the 27-year-old has been a big advocate for inclusiveness in rugby. Last year, he donated and promoted the gay and inclusive rugby team.
Sorry, did you just hear Matt? Goodness.
The New Zealand Falcons give a little page help raise money for Rainbow Youth and Inside Out and wore rainbow laces while playing for the Hurricanes.
Lovely.
Awesome. He was also a vocal critic of Israel Folau, who wasn't, after the former Wallaby star posted a message on social media to homosexuals and others that hell awaits you.
What happened to him?
Penny said Folau's attitude was not one he wanted to see in the game I love. There is no justification for such harmful comments, he added, to anyone young Māori Pacifica. People especially who may be struggling with their identity, please know that it is okay to be you. You are perfect as you are. Do not let these comments keep you from being yourself. Polynesia has been sexually diverse since forever. Perenara said he feels that the All Blacks should lead by example, which is why he wanted to support the LGBTQIA+ community. There are some incredible LGBTQ...
So
TQIA+.
What community was that?
The LGBTQIA+ organisation.
One more time just for giggles.
LGBTQIA+.
Also known as the Rainbow Community or
GLIPFAB.
Organisations and teams for anyone who wants a safe and inclusive environment to play footy, he told Express. Penarara came off the bench for the All Blacks World Cup opener against South Africa, but has been elevated to the starting side as they look to go 2-from-2 against Canada, which sounds like they won that game too, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So good on them. So hopefully, there's always hope for Dan Carter yet.
Yeah, so the flow on from that is...
the flow on. They're all gay. Ta-da!
We have, of course, this character, Sean Plunkett, who one day will be a grown-up newsreader mature,
Sean
but
who
knows? Yeah.
Sean Plunkett.
Plunkett.
Oh, Plunkett. Yeah. Is he... What does that name ring a bell?
He's on like news something or other. I don't know. I don't listen to
him. Oh, another one to Google.
He's really dull. And so, you know, 1950s, it's tragic. So he had a go at TJ. And this is what he said. it makes me go off you a bit, whether or not there is a gay or black will come, whether or not you approve or not has got nothing to do with anything. I'm far more interested in Sylvia's glasses than your views on gayness, social justice or climate change. TJ, you're a rugby player. You pass the ball very well, but I'm not interested in your views on all these other things. Well, mate, you're a social commentator and I don't have any interest in your views.
I've just got
you're screwed up in your own job.
I've just got my hand up Sean Plunkett and I might not get it back. I've looked it up and I do recognise him.
What a sad man. And then, of course, TJ's mum stepped in. Yes, and pointed out that her son is more than just a rugby player. She's absolutely right. Her son is a decent human being. Remember that, Sean Plunkett? Can you remember ever being one of those?
Just want to point out that 99% of the population are good people.
Yep. Yeah. But Fiona, TJ's mum, has, says to Sean Plunkett that she hopes you simply cannot help what the heart feels. Life is far too short to be sorry about options like yours raining down from your ivory tower. Wow. Good on her. Okay. So it's been a bit of a flow on, but I think TJ and his mum come out shining in this. I mean, mind you, we're biased because we think TJ's cool. And his mum is super mum.
Something a little bit happy to lighten the mood. Okay. This October, he ain't no elf, and that ain't no shelf. Get ready for skeleton on gelatin.
Oh.
Here we go.
Okay. And on that note, we're going to go to a song by Randy Jones.
Who?
From Randy Jones.
Oh. Randy Jones, who was the cowboy from the Village People.
Oh. Ooh.
They said we'd never last a week, a month, a year. They shook their head, dream on, they said, 'cause dreamers disappear. And here we are, no matter what they say, to you and me forever. We knew we had it right. We knew we broke the mold. They said have fun, 'cause it's kiss and run, then it's back out in the cold. Well, I could have told them that we were here to stay, to you and me forever and a day. Didn't we show them? Aren't they blown away? 'Cause whatever time they do, our love is through forever. Once our hearts were full, and once we felt the flame, such hunger then, much younger then, but really we're the same. And once the music played, and once they lit the lights, and years ago we felt the glow, so very like tonight.
back again.
Yes. So my comment question was, Randy Jones from the Village People, what letter was he in the YMCA?
I have no idea. So what, during the song, we were also talking about some more about the whole keeping people to their, you know, designated roles and like, so if you've got rugby players, they should only play rugby. And I guess I do get that to a certain extent. I mean, Israel Folau, for example, would like him to just play rugby and not talk.
And so my comment on it was kind of along the lines of Brian Tamaki's wife. Stick to running your church. We don't want to see, you know, we don't want to know your political views.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, with Sean Plunkett, we know that he's supported LGBT friends. He's a decent guy.
Yeah.
So is that what he's saying? Is like he likes
maybe he just wants to see the rugby
doing the rugby. That.
Kind of like, I don't want to know what you do in your own bedroom kind of thing.
Yeah, there are kind of two sides to every story, and we really need to think about that. I want to go away. I want us all to go away.
I don't want to know if you fold or scrunch.
Yeah.
Just something that's come up on my Facebook feed as well. Matthew Shepherd laid to rest 20 years after his
death. That's right. Just gone. He was laid to rest last year in the National Cathedral.
I believe that could be right. I will just...
In Washington.
Nearly 20 years after his death, Matthew Shepherd will finally be laid to rest in the National Cathedral, Washington, D.C.
That's a really
on October 26th. Shepherd was 21 years old when he was violently attacked and left for dead in Laramie, Wyoming, because he was openly gay.
Yeah. In fact, you can go online and you can see the whole ceremony.
Wow.
It's very moving. It's very long. It's very moving and very cool.
Bishop Gene Robinson, who was the first openly gay Episcopal bishop and a family friend of the Shepherds, played an integral role in helping them secure a final resting place for their son.
Awesome.
Wow.
And on that note, we're going to go to our second to last song of the night because we are vastly, vastly running out of time.
Oh, gas bagging, that's why.
Yes, it was. So this is by Ray Isaac, Prove I Love You.
I know you have a history of lovers. I hear it's turned you off all the others. But I'm the one you've been waiting for. You scream at people all the time. When you get mad, it makes me hot inside. Don't make me sleep outside your door. 'Cause baby, I know you know. You're scared to be everything nice and slow. I've never met anyone so beautiful. I gotta take the chance to know you. I'd do anything to make you feel better. Send you red roses and poetic letters. I want the world to know I love you, yeah. 'Cause baby, your lips all the time just to prove I love you.
And just to prove I love you.
That was Ray Isaac, Prove I Love You. That's the name of the song.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful. So we are pretty much out of time.
We are indeed.
Out of time. Yeah. So, to recap, Drag Bingo, end of the month, last Saturday of October.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Cafe Royale, 6:30 onwards. Come along. It'll be a laugh. 6 to 60 concerts. That's this coming Saturday. That is at the Spear Centre, 6:30 onwards. Tickets are available at the door, or you can go into the Facebook page for it. And if you're too worried that that is the cleanest thing you're going to see, come to Dirty Bingo. Be great.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wonderful. Any words?
The more tickets you buy, the more money in the prize pot, and we have got some delicious prizes up.
Beautiful. Any hints on those prizes? Is there Rose's chocolates in there?
No.
Yes, there yes. is.
There may not be Cadbury favourites, though.
Okay, there we go. Matt, words to the people. What would you like to see in for some prizes? Anything to talk about?
Prizes? Ooh. No. Anything fun and fabulous and anything that makes me laugh.
Gorgeous.
So, yeah.
Gorgeous. Yeah. So, any words?
Oh, anything? Words for the people. Just, yeah, be sure you take time to laugh. Yeah, best medicine. These are, lots going on, and it's not always fun, and it's not always nice. So make sure you can surround yourself or connect yourself with some really fun and interesting people who do bring a smile to your dial.
Oh, that's a bit warm and fuzzy. What about you, old duck shooting glasses over there?
I can't think of anything today. The only thing I would encourage people to do is stand up for oneself and be strong.
Beautiful. Mm. I was going all about Oprah-y.
No?
And from me, if you're feeling down, if you're having a hard time, have a glass of water, go outside, get some fresh air, go for a walk, maybe laugh at some old people.
Why would you do that?
Because old people do funny things. Stay safe, stay proud, have a great week.